today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
T7M Radio brings to you the best of 7 sports talk with 7 Mitchell.
Yeah, man, we are live. We are back, full effect. You are now rocking with the best. This is the best of 7 sports talk here on T7M Radio. Week 1 of the NFL 2017 is officially here, people, starting tonight, 8:30 p.m. kickoff. We got the Kansas City Chiefs versus the New England Patriots. Now, the New England Patriots are favored this year still to make it out of the AFC regardless of the loss of Edelman, who I believe tore his ACL in the preseason. He's pretty much done for the year. They will have Gronk back, who missed last year. And they did have some additions that they picked up. I believe they picked up the wide receiver from New Orleans. And Hogan is really coming into his own. So I'm not sure that the New England Patriots are really going to have a problem overall, even though Edelman is out. I think that system's definitely, you know how the pieces are played. Anything is still possible for New England Patriots, especially in that weak division. But they're going against the Kansas City Chiefs, defending AFC West champions, Alex Smith, trying to do what he can at this time to get over the hump. I think this is really the do or die year for Alex Smith. I mean, he's been pretty much a game manager when it comes to quarterbacks. But all in all, if he does not get this team at least to the AFC Championship this year, or if they don't at least lose in a dramatic fashion in the divisional round, I think Kansas City has to go in another direction when it comes to quarterbacks. Because if you can't, it's rare that you can win Super Bowl, much less go to Super Bowl, especially nowadays with a game manager at quarterback. You got to have an elite skill somewhere in the personnel of your team. I remember teams like the Ravens and the Buccaneers. You can say that they won Super Bowl with a game managing quarterback, but their defenses was a stop. Definitely, in my opinion, right now, the defense of Kansas City does not care. 2000 Ravens, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I believe in what was that, 06, 04, something like that. So tonight, 8:30, New England, it's going to be game one, week one. Tom Brady, 40 years old, he's still going. Not sure how long, really the biggest talk. Also, we're going to be talking about Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo as far as next year, because next year, both of these quarterbacks can be signed under the New England Patriots with $20 million contracts, which is kind of unheard of. I mean, it kind of messes up the salary cap extraordinary for the New England Patriots. So the biggest key and the interesting thing to find out next year is, what are they going to do with Tom Brady? Are they going to release Tom Brady next year? They clearly did not let Jimmy Garoppolo go in the offseason. They got rid of the third string. So I'm pretty sure that Bill Belichick wants to kind of, and I think he also deserves the opportunity to win this thing without Tom Brady on his side. But it's going down tonight. It's going down tonight, 8:30, Thursday Night Football. It's going to be a very interesting game. Now, in other news, because of the weather in Florida, everybody in the area, the Tampa Miami Dolphins, that game has been postponed. So let's get into week one predictions of the NFL. Again, this is the best of 7 sports talk. T7M Radio with 7 Mitchell. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. Sunday, 1 o'clock p.m., NFL week one for the most part is kicking off. We got the Arizona Cardinals versus the Detroit Lions. Arizona Cardinals, man, AFC West, right behind the Seattle Seahawks. I think that, you know, offensively with Larry Fitzgerald, Carson Palmer at the quarterback, you have a chance to make it to the playoffs. Nice combination of seasoned vets. I do like their running back in Johnson. I think he's actually the best in the game. But I'm not sure defensively what Coach Arians can really get his guys to do this year versus a lot of the talent. I'm looking at their schedule. They don't have that great or that easy of a schedule this year, so it's going to be kind of interesting to see. I do have them, Arizona, actually beating the Detroit Lions, even in Detroit, week one. Arizona is definitely a favorite, and I got Arizona over Detroit. The New York Jets versus the Buffalo Bills, they're going to be playing in Buffalo. Bills are a favorite in New Era Field Sunday, 1 o'clock p.m. I totally disagree with the line right now. I'm going with the Jets to the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. We got the Atlanta Falcons versus the Chicago Bears in Soldier Field. I'm going with the Atlanta Falcons beat the Chicago Bears. My Baltimore Ravens are on the road yet again for the season opener. Paul Brown Stadium is the mission. My Ravens is on deck facing Cincinnati. Cincinnati has pretty much been giving the Ravens and the Steelers a run for their money as far as this division in the last few years. Joe Flacco is set to play, which is going to be important. Our defense is looking very sharp in the preseason. The Bengals are really the Bengals. I mean, I don't see any things in them. They are who they are. They're going to get a lot of fan support early on. I think if the Ravens can just keep this game going, Flacco should be able to pull this one out in the second half. I think he got a lot of talent wideouts. Terrence West and the running back is pretty decent. Like I said, our defense is going to be able to hold and I think contain that offense of the Ravens and the Bengals. So I'm going with my Ravens, of course, going over the Bengals. Pittsburgh versus the Cleveland Browns, the other game going down in the AFC North. I would hope that the Cleveland Browns will pull off an upset. I'm just going to be realistic. I got these lame black and yellow Steelers knocking out the Browns week one. Also, we got 1 o'clock p.m. We got the Houston Texans hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. I got the Texans. Jaguars. I just think just Bortles. I'm going that off of Jacksonville. I'm not sure that Blake Bortles is going to last throughout the season. Tennessee Titans versus Oakland Raiders. This is going to be a great matchup. Quarterback Mariota versus Derek Carr. I think overall, I think the Raiders actually have more talent than the Titans, but I do think that the Titans at home, first game of the season in Nashville, it's going to be super crazy, action-packed. The Raiders, I think they're going to kind of – they do have the addition of Marshawn Lynch, beast mode. I'm not sure how that is going to work early on in the season. So I'm going with an upset, believe it or not, week one. The Titans over